Georgia, over in Mecklenburg Square. This is TheBealPod.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from London, England, UK. Today is Thursday, the 12th of February. On this date in 1541, Santiago, Chile was founded. 1554, a year after claiming the throne of England for 9 days, Lady Jane Grey is beheaded for treason. Interesting figure worth reading up on. 1793, the U.S. Congress enacts the first fugitive slave law, requiring all states, including those that forbid slavery, to forcibly return slaves who have escaped from other states to their original owners. 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, is founded. 1912, last emperor of China abdicates, ending 267 years of Manchu rule and 2,000 years of imperial rule. 1924, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin is first performed. 1963, construction begins on the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. 1973, the release of 142 out of 591 U.S. prisoners of war begins in Hanoi as part of the Paris Peace Settlement. 1974, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1970, is exiled from the Soviet Union. 2004, the city of San Francisco, California, begins issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in response to a directive from Mayor Gavin Newsom. 2008, General Motors, GM reports record loss, offers buyouts to 47,000 workers. And on that same day in 2008, the U.S., mainly Hollywood writer strikes, ends after 100 days. Birthdays today are Abraham Lincoln, Omar Bradley, Grant Wood, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Chuck Yeager, Bill Russell, Judy Blume, and Oliver Reed. Today is International Red Hand Day, the day to commemorate child soldiers and ask leaders that children not be used as soldiers. Bonanza's Lauren Green would be 100 years old today, and Sid Caesar died 1 year ago today. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As always, the podcast has been compiled by the Monarch of Montreal, Ari Swiecka. My Georgian Journal Kafidis Politra column this week is the recent history, quite sad history, of the prosecutor's office and how uniquely messed up it is in Georgia. And the way to fix it is to have parliamentary appointed prosecutors, prosecutor general for a fixed term. Thanks again for those posting on our forum. If you'd like to comment or ask a question, go to tepealpod.com or send us an email at tepealpod@gmail.com. Following up on last week's story, on the 7th of February, police arrested a policeman suspected of planting a hand grenade that killed Yuri Vagazashvili on the 20th of January at his son's grave. Tbilisi City Court put the guy in pretrial detention. He denies the charges. If convicted, he could get up to 14 years in prison. As a reminder, Vagazashvili was campaigning for justice for his son, who was killed in a police operation in 2006, saying that the perpetrators were being sheltered by the Interior Ministry. On the 2nd of February, 11 former and current police officers were arrested and charged with premeditated murder in connection with the 2006 operation. Deputy Chief Prosecutor Irakli Sotsadze said that investigators were able to identify the suspect in Yuri Vagazashvili's murder with the help of a DNA sample found on one part of a hand grenade. He added that investigators had incontrovertible evidence against him. Prime Minister Irakli Kharivashvili welcomed the prompt investigation into the case. The suspect's mother from the village of Sakorintlo said her son was visiting and left on the 19th of January. Sakorintlo is 2 or 3 kilometers from the village of Karapilo, where Vagazashvili was killed. During the search of the house, the police found 3 hand grenades, which she said were old and brought there a long time ago. She said that her son worked in the police for years and used to keep various weapons at home, and that it's not unusual to keep weapons because Sakorintlo borders south of Setia. Following up on last week's story, on the 10th of February, President Mark Vagazashvili presented a list of 28 candidates for the new head of the Supreme Court. Among the known names is Zakaria Kutsunashvili, member of the Otsneva Coalition, who in the past was a lawyer for BI and is now a member of parliament. 11 organizations selected him as a candidate. Another candidate is Shalva Shavgulidze, member of the parliament for the Free Democrats. Others on the list are Gia Meparashvili, the former prosecutor general back in the day under Chevy, and Dato Khogashvili, former member of parliament, brother of the movie director. Also practicing lawyers, law scholars, former and current judges, former chief prosecutor Meparashvili, as well as several members of the High Court Council of Justice. As a reminder, the 10-year term of the incumbent chairman of the Supreme Court, Kote Kubalashvili, will expire in late February. The president has to nominate a candidate, which will then require the endorsement of at least 76 members of parliament, a majority vote. There were resignations in the defense ministry on the 10th of February. The deputy head of the general inspection, Valerie Zumbadze, resigned. He explained that it was because of false accusations against him, and in order to maintain the image of the ministry, he decided to leave. His name has come up in connection with well-known cases of the previous government, namely the border shooting at La Pancuri in 2012 and the photographer's spy case, in which photographers who were not spies were told that they were spies in 2011 and threatened in horrible ways. And it was a very depressing thing at the end of the national movement's tenure. Zumbadze worked at the Interior Ministry at the time. After the change in government, he moved to the Counterintelligence Department. Later, Defense Minister Mindia Janelidze appointed him as deputy head of the General Inspection. Robert Grigalashvili, the deputy head of military reporting in the defense ministry, also resigned on the 10th of February. He was a prosecutor in the photographer's case and also worked on the Sergo Tetradze murder case, as well as the Mukhrovani mutiny in 2009. And Akaki Kasaya, the head of the Samegrelo Zemosvaneti Police Department, also resigned, but without specifying a reason. Prime Minister Khadabashvili attended the Munich Security Conference. On the sidelines of the conference, he met with Vice President Joe Biden on the 8th of February. Biden urged Georgia to keep focus on its democratic reforms. The White House said during the security conference, Prime Minister Khadabashvili said that Georgia is ready for negotiations with Russia. Georgia's pro-European course stands firm, but Georgia is nonetheless ready to negotiate with Russia. That any negotiations must be carefully prepared. Prime Minister Khadabashvili was in Budapest meeting with Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orban. The Georgian delegation also included Foreign Minister Tamriko Berichashvili, Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze, and Minister of Agriculture Otar Danelia. Orban said that Hungary strongly supports EU visa liberalization for Georgia. It's the Eastern Partnership Summit in Riga in May, which I heard is probably not going to happen. It'll take more like a year. He also spoke about Georgia's importance as a transit route for energy resources and energy security for Europe, especially after the developments in Ukraine, and that Hungary plans to open a trade office in Tbilisi in 2015. During a Hungarian-Georgian business forum in Budapest, Hungary's Exim Bank said that it will offer $50 million to Georgia to support business development in the country. A high-level official of the supervisory service at the Tbilisi mayor's office was arrested on charges of taking a large bribe, the Interior Ministry said on the 11th of February. The official is accused of demanding $180,000 in exchange for a hotel construction permit or 10% of the construction cost, must not be a very big hotel, and taking a portion of the sum, $50,000. Tbilisi City Hall Supervisory Service is in charge of overseeing compliance with construction rules and procedures, among other things. Speaking at a government session afterwards, Prime Minister Khadabashvili said that the authorities would immediately eradicate corruption cases. Georgia launched an online e-visa application for people visiting Georgia for tourism and business and whose countries don't have a visa-free regime with Georgia. The application for short-term single-entry visas is available on the site evisa.gov.ge. Applicants must submit a photo, copy of their passport, proof of accommodation, round trip flight ticket, travel insurance, proof of financial means, and a $50 fee, plus a 2% service fee. They will no longer be required to present the documents to Georgian embassies or consular offices to apply for a visa. It will take up to 10 days to get the e-visa. As a reminder, Georgia introduced tougher visa laws on the 1st of September 2014. Last week, the new Interior Minister, Vakhtang Gomalauri, said that there are certain forces attempting to destabilize the country, but that Georgia won't allow a Ukrainian scenario to be repeated in Georgia. When asked whether he meant the UNM, he responded that he didn't mean any certain political party. As a reminder, in the spring of 2014, the previous Interior Minister, Alexander Chikaidze, claimed that the UNM was planning to organize Kiev Maidan-style protest camps in Tbilisi and was collecting tires to burn. President Mark Belafili will deliver his annual State of the Nation address in the Parliament on the 18th of March. The Constitution requires the head of state to report once a year about important events and problems in the country. It's yet to be decided whether the president's speech would be followed by debates in parliament or not. As a reminder, in January, President Margvelashvili said that he hopes government members will attend and not snub his annual address like they did last year. Prime Minister Gadabashvili then very maturely responded that there was no need for the government to attend. The president of the German Bundestag, Norbert Lammert, is visiting Georgia on the 12th and 15th of February. Through the 15th of February, he's meeting with Parliamentary Speaker Dato Usupashvili and other lawmakers. Margvelashvili, Prime Minister Gadabashvili, Foreign Minister Tomiko Bedashvili, as well as civil society representatives and the head of the EUMM. Russia's permanent representative to NATO, Alexander Grushko, said that NATO's intention to establish a training center in Georgia is a provocative step which will escalate tensions and worsen regional security, unlike Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for example. In recent weeks, politician and well-known meathead Goga Khaindrava publicly criticized the Swedish government's development agency, SIDA, saying that NGOs that get funding from SIDA are conducting questionable activities. TI Georgia called it a campaign aimed at damaging the NGO's reputation and that it also harms Georgia's relationship with Sweden. TI said the government has not responded or said anything in support of the Swedish government. On a similar note, the director of TI Georgia, Eka Gigaudi, is lodging a defamation complaint in the Tbilisi City Court against Gurum Adamashvili, who is the director of the NGO Position, and Khaindrava. Adamashvili accused Gigaudi of having personally taken part in the dispersal of the 7th of November 2007 demonstration. Gigaudi and the TI Georgia are seeking to have Adamashvili publicly refute their statements and pay a symbolic 30 tetri fine in moral damages. Likewise, for Khaindrava, for saying that TI Georgia was getting illegal funding. The Otsneva coalition lost its majority of seats in the regional assembly in Ajada after Deputy Madea Vasadze broke ranks last week. Vasadze explained in her statement that her decision was the result of 2 years of analysis. She said that Georgian Dream's city and regional structures have become dysfunctional, that the coalition is prioritizing the executive government above other branches of government, that it attempts to violate constitutional bases for the balance of power, that it is attacking the principles of rule of law, has propaganda-like staff policy, has caused a drop in construction projects in Ajada. She listed a number of unsolved problems in Ajada, like the settlement of eco-migrants in refugee camps near Batumi, problems with the port of Batumi, problems with properties, and the construction of hydropower stations. Vasadze said she is not resigning from her post as head of the Human Rights Commission in the Ajada Assembly because it would be held by a member of the opposition. There are 21 members of the regional council, 8 are from the UNM, 2 from the Free Democrats, 10 from Georgian Dream, and now Vasadze. A simple majority of 11 is required to make decisions. Following up on last week's story, on the 4th of February, Tbilisi City Hall temporarily halted construction work on the new hotel in Vake Park following protests by environmental activists from Guerrilla Gardening. City Hall Supervision Service arrived at the park and told the workers to stop the construction work because the company doesn't have the proper documents. The company was recently fined for minor violations of construction regulations and was prohibited from resuming work until the faults are corrected. In Kutaisi, the parents and relatives of a girl who was killed in a car accident earlier this week are accusing the police of covering up what happened because they say the driver is the wife of a policeman. The girl's family demonstrated on the 9th of February and blocked a street. Police detained a man suspected of driving the SUV that hit the girl, but locals claim the driver was a woman. The family is demanding to see the video footage of the accident. The case is investigated under Section 276 of the Criminal Code about violation of traffic rules causing death. Bulgaria simplified visa issuing procedures for citizens of Georgia, Ukraine, Armenia, Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus. The foreign minister of Bulgaria announced that first-time visitors to Bulgaria are entitled to a short-term double or multiple entry visa for a private trip valid for up to 1 year, and people who previously had a Bulgarian visa will have it valid for up to 3 years. Minors visiting Bulgaria for tourism reasons or as a part of an organized youth camp will receive a short-term multiple entry visa, which is valid for up to 5 years. According to reports from Rustavioti, the director of prison number 17 was arrested on the 11th of February. An investigation against him was launched under Article 332 of the Criminal Code concerning abuse of power. He's been accused of giving priority treatment to certain inmates. From a friend of Tabilpod, reportedly, according to an order of the Prime Minister, two very large state-owned agricultural land sites, each one square kilometer, located in the Hobi municipality of San Magrelo, will be handed over to the LLC Keteve Hobi through direct sale. The company will pay 200,000 lari. We've been advised by people in the region that the Tamazashvili family are the ones behind the deal. According to privatization terms, no later than 2 years after signing the agreement, laurel trees should be planted on at least 90% of the area. There's also a liability on arrangements of 10% of the area at least, which include fencing and the creation of windbreaks. To do that, Keteve Hobi should invest no less than 1.1 million lari. The company is obliged to present reports on soil conditions to the agricultural ministry once every 5 years. In the past, such privatizations without tender were common as long as a business plan and investment milestones were attached to the proposal. In later days, the UNM government, they moved to online auction, with some cases having investment milestones as a condition for bidding. Former Defense Minister Irakli Alassani has said in an interview with Rustavioti that the arrest of Ministry of Defense staff under his watch last November was politically motivated and aimed at targeting him, and that the entire case was masterminded by de facto Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili. He said that BI, quote, copied and continued the worst that was happening during the previous government. The public will not forgive him by the next elections, end quote, in 2016, and the government will be replaced. Georgian soldiers serving in Afghanistan were honored for their contribution to the ISAF peacekeeping mission. Senior Georgian military representatives to Afghanistan, Colonel Mamuka Kaftaradze, presented them with devotion to the homeland medals for their service. U.S. Marines also received a special award for their contribution to the Georgian armed forces. On a similar note, Ukrainian Patriarch Filaret awarded 29 Georgian volunteers fighting in eastern Ukraine with medals for their sacrifice and love for Ukraine. Misha attended the ceremony, as did the wife of deceased Georgian volunteer Alexandre Grigalashvili. Misha published a video of it on his Facebook page. On the 6th of February, officials from the Ministry of Refugees and from the Abkhazian government met to discuss searching and transferring bodies of people missed since the 1992-93 war. The meetings are under the auspices of the International Red Cross Commission. Both parties agree to meet regularly and decide to exhume bodies in different regions of Georgia and Abkhazia in the spring. As a result of the previous negotiations, 30 victims of the Babushera plane crash were unearthed from the Babushera mass grave in Abkhazia and transferred to Georgia. On the 6th of February, Poland ratified the association agreement between Georgia and the EU. The official ratification process took place in the Polish Sejm. 439 Sejm members voted in favor, 0 against, 1 abstention. Poland is the 13th EU member to ratify the EU-Georgia deal. Fishing boat owners in Poti demonstrated last week on the 6th of February demanding less strict environmental protection laws so that they can compete with Turkish fishing boats. They're demanding the local Poti authorities go to the Environmental Protection Ministry and the Economy Ministry to amend the law. The Georgian fishermen use seine fishing nets to catch anchovy. They believe that the problem can be solved by liberalizing procedures for getting a license to catch anchovy, that the license is too expensive, and have complained in the past that Turkish boats are better equipped. Google Maps changed the name of Suhumi to Sohumi, S-O-K-H-U-M-I, on their site following the request of Georgian citizen Gyorgy Balakhadze. He supported his position by citing the name of the city in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Two Georgian films, Corn Island and Tangerines, were nominated for Cinema for Peace Awards held during the Berlin International Film Festival 2015. Tangerines was nominated in the Most Valuable Movie of the Year, Corn Island for International Green Film Award. Earlier this week, Misha said on Ukrainian Channel 24 TV that Ukraine's military could conquer all of Russia, and I quote. Russian officials went on to comment and mock him. Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin said that Misha was, quote, born an idiot and will die one, on Twitter. Another called him a clown. Ramzan Kadyrov called him a buffoon on Instagram. Although, be sure to take a look at Ramzan's Instagram pictures before you know who the buffoon is. Misha also spoke to CNN live from Kiev. He argued that for arming Ukraine, said that Putin sees the crisis in the Middle East as a blessing in disguise that allows him to be aggressive in Ukraine while the world is distracted. Military expert Vakhtang Maisaya wrote about the Yuri Vazagashvili case in the Daily Georgian newspaper. He said that by getting rid of Vazagashvili, the murderers killed one of Georgia's heroes, and that he is comparable to Martin Luther King Jr. for fighting for civic freedoms. Yeah. Financial magazine Trade and Forfeiting Review, interesting name, named TBC's bank transactions as best deal of 2014. The bank winning transaction was a letter of credit for 2.28 million euro issued for the import of artificial snowmaking equipment used on ski slopes. TBC Bank was aided by Raiffeisen Bank and European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. New equipment was used by the Georgian Mountain Resorts Development Company in Gudauri and Bakuriani to ensure a successful tourism and ski season. The review wrote that, quote, tourism generates around 1.7 billion U.S. dollars of Georgian revenue and provides 10% of its employment. When it did not snow during the 2013-14 season in its two main ski resorts of Gudauri and Bakuriani, heavy losses were suffered, threatening more losses for the Eastern European state's economy. This was a deal that captured the imagination of ski lovers on the judging panel, but also demonstrated how a letter of credit supporting an artificial snowmaking project could have such a transforming impact, end quote. Air Astana, the national airline of Kazakhstan, will begin Tbilisi Astana flights from the 2nd of June, and Kutaisi International Airport is in talks with a range of international airlines to bring new carriers and routes to Spain, Germany, Turkey, and other Asian countries by April or May, according to the director of the Georgian Airports Union. A Swedish-Georgian Chamber of Commerce opened in Stockholm last week via the efforts of the Georgian Embassy to Sweden. The purpose of cooperation is to attract investments for building new hydropower stations in Georgia. Asian Development Bank is offering Georgia a loan of $108 million to rehabilitate and modernize water supply and sewage system. Funding is for the Urban Services Improvement Investment Program Project Number 4, focusing on Zugdidi and Poti. 20 student startup ideas have been selected to compete in the Smart Up Georgia program, which aims to foster and encourage entrepreneurship. They'll compete for a 10,000 lotte prize. Selected team It will enter a 3-month development and training program in an accelerator to execute their business ideas with the help of local and Estonian mentors. The competition was organized by the Estonian company BDA Consulting in partnership with Georgian universities and is supported by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Estonia. Some Georgian students at the University of Tartu in Estonia have created a free mobile app called Pathway for travelers, hikers, and adventurers to share their experiences. The app was recently featured by Microsoft at the student startup camp in 2015 at the University of Tartu. The app is currently only available for Windows phones, but they're planning to develop it for iPhone and Android devices. Georgia's national rugby team, the Lelos, defeated Germany 64-8 in a Rugby Europe Championship on the 7th of February. Georgia will host a match with Portugal on the 14th. In October 2015, the Lelos will compete in the Rugby World Cup for the fourth time, which will be in Cardiff, Wales. Georgia is one of the top 5 countries in the world for producing the most books per capita, according to the International Publishers Association, with 1,547 titles per million people. In parliamentary news, on the 5th of February, Parliament approved amendments to the Georgian Broadcasting Law limiting commercial ads to 15 minutes per hour. It passed with 63 in favor and 30 against. The initiative was presented by the National Communications Commission. The draft amendment set new regulations related to ad sponsorship, teleshopping, and product placement, but it's the limits on advertising that's been most controversial. The opposition UNM claims it's aimed at targeting Rustavi 2 TV ad revenues. Currently, TV stations can allocate 20% of total broadcasting time per day to advertisements. Since there's no hourly limit, broadcasters put ads during prime time to maximize revenue. If passed, the law will change in April 2015. The National Communications Commission and the Georgian Dream parliamentary majority cite the need for these regulations in order to be in line with European standards. Under the association agreement, Georgia undertook a commitment to introduce a 20% hourly limit on TV ads within 5 years. Rustavioti TV generates the largest ad revenues among Georgian television stations. They've been calling on the authorities not to move the new system immediately, but to introduce the ad cap gradually over 5 years, because it will hit their ad revenues badly. Rustavioti received 13.5 million lari in ad revenues in the first quarter of 2014, more than twice as much as its main competitor, Imedi TV. TI Georgia also said that changes should be made gradually, that rapidly changing the law is aimed at limiting some big broadcasting companies and decreasing their budgets. This law is clearly focused on Rustavioti, in case anyone's not sure. However, there is a clear public good in that if you watch Rustavi 2, especially during prime time, you will see there are just way too many advertisements, and it's unimaginably annoying. So, yes, phase it in gradually. 3 years would be fine with me, but go ahead and do it. The meme this week is a video by two TV comedy presenters from the show Apartment 18 on GDS showing an experiment. Will drivers on a busy Tbilisi street stop for pedestrians at a zebra crossing? The answer is no, but one guy did after a long time, and they thanked him. Lots of confetti, threw him up in the air, and even swept up the confetti afterwards. I have never heard of this show, but I love these guys now. So watch Apartment 18 on GDS. Stuff to read. Watch the official teaser for the film Partizan, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in January. Parts of it were filmed in Chiatura and Skaltubo. Israeli news site Haaretz has an article and picture on Jewish history and life in Georgia, which is more or less an ad for Georgia. According to the highly authoritative website Press Cave, Georgia is in the top 10 safest countries in the world, along with Iceland, Denmark, Japan, and Canada. In most circumstances. This week, CRC blog post explores who in Georgia is more inclined to participate in demonstrations based on the perceived efficacy of political actions. Larry Rorker from New York Times interviews Zaza Urushadze, the director of Tangerines. The role of the Georgian soldier is based on Urushadze's friend who went to fight in the Abkhaz War. It's a very nice interview. Take a look. Lewis Project reviews for Tangerines for Counterpunch, saying, this is a film that will allow you to see the futility of wars. Leonid Rogozin writes for Bloomberg on Ekis Guladze's police reforms in Kiev. The plan is to replace 80% of personnel within 5 years and raise salaries. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty journalist Salome Asatiani and Robert Colson write about the Vagazashvili case and the specter of police violence that still haunts Georgia. Online Casino Reports would like to inform you about the upcoming iGaming, i.e. gambling conference, that will be held in Tbilisi on the 20th of February, organized by the Russian company Smile Expo, meant to promote investment in Georgia as an iGaming leader in the region. Georgian Journal talks with Russian Kremlin opponent Garry Kasparov, where he assesses Russian-Georgian relations. He says that with aggression in Ukraine unchecked, quote, it should be expected that Putin will soon turn his gaze towards Georgia and Azerbaijan, which are tempting targets for him since Russian bases in Armenia allow for the creation of a land-based corridor, end quote. And again from Georgian Journal, asking if natural gas prices will rise in Georgia, and just a lot of general information on Georgia's role as a transit country. All these things to read posted on the forum. This week's geocapital number is 0.5%. This is the amount the National Bank has increased the refinancing rate for the lari this week, bringing it to 4.5%. Idea is to hold off inflation. I'm Idani Cinemas. Cinemas playing 50 Shades of Grey every day until the 18th of February, 4:45 p.m. The newspaper Batumelebi has published a very beautiful coffee table book of essays and photos on the history of the seaside city of Batumi. The book focuses on the years 1860 to 1921 and is full of stories of everyday life in the area. A Trip to Old Batumi, published one edition in English, one in Georgian, is now for sale for 50 lari. It can be found in Tbilisi at Goodwill, Smart Supermarkets, Book City at 16 Chavchavadze, Literaludi Cafes, and La Terna Bookshops. It will soon be available at Prospero's. 34 Roosevelt Avenue. It is one of the most beautiful books about Georgia I have seen made in many years, and unlike many great picture books, the English text is interesting, well-written, well-edited, and not ridiculous. Get this book for somebody for their next birthday present. In London, there'll be a reception for the event Art, Fashion, Reconstruction to the Academy's Labyrinths as an appeal for the survival of Tbilisi State Academy of Arts historical buildings. It's on the 20th of February from 3:30 to 5:30 at the London Fashion Showcase 2015. The next Works in Progress lecture will be on the 18th of February by Vera Peixoto on Representations of the Body in New Portuguese Letters, Discipline and Transgression. It's at the Eurasia Partnership Foundation at Kafsadze Street, number 3 in Vake. Also in London at the British Academy, there will be a lecture, Revisiting Jerusalem Pilgrims, Debates for the Coming Generation, given by Daniel Reynolds. It will be followed by a short talk on pilgrimage from Georgia to Jerusalem, from Bodbe to Sion, Pilgrimage and Holy Places, by Reverend Stephen Platten. It's on the 25th of March, 6 p.m. Go to the website of the Council for British Research in the Levant to register. Are we in the Levant? I didn't know that. To register, it's cbrl.org.uk. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's TXTBUK. Our email address is tepeelpod@gmail.com. Or post to the forum on our website, www.tepeelpod.com. And from 1924... written in a rush, first performed 91 years ago today, this is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.